This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And joining us for the market wrap is our very own Sabrina Magdalene from the news team. So Uber Technologies is giving health authorities access to data on drivers and riders for COVID-19 contact tracing purposes. What's the story there, Sabrina?
So the service has actually been provided for several months, but it's actually only being made available now in countries where Uber operates. There's a website that is exclusive for the use of public health departments, and information on an individual can be accessed within just a few hours. So once the authorities find a match or identify someone as a close contact, they will then actually advise Uber to take action, like temporarily block a driver or a rider from the service. So customers with a confirmed infection will be automatically banned from using Uber for at least 14 days. The service will also allow health agencies to reach affected users and urge them to quarantine. So Uber says it received about 560 coronavirus-related requests from public health departments in 29 countries since January. So that compares to only about 10 requests from health departments globally last year.
You mentioned just a bit earlier that Uber provided the data for months now, but only now is it being put to use. Why is that the case?
So Reuters reported that most states in the US are actually currently not using the ride-hailing data to trace possible COVID-19 cases. Some of those neglecting the data are Texas and Florida, and these are actually the states that have seen a surge in new infections. So right now, the US doesn't have a federal program or a contact tracing app. So President Donald Trump and White House officials have reportedly objected to creating national standards for testing and contact tracing. So the states, they are left to create their own programs. So some U.S. health officials have said that Uber's data is useful because it identifies a larger set of people outside of someone's direct social circle. So it could be potentially life-saving in cities where many people use Uber's ride-hailing services.
And moving on to Bursa, TAS Offshore Berhad was one of the top decliners today. What's happening there?
So TAS Offshore has terminated its contracts with two shipbuilders in China to build 16 units of offshore support vessels due to the COVID-19 crisis. So the projects were executed between 2013 and 2015, and they were actually previously suspended due to low oil prices and low demand. The company expects to lose 70 million ringgit, but says there will be no impact on its operations. So TAS Offshore closed down 4.8% at 19.5 sen.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We're now headed to some music. It's The Beths with Future Me Hates Me. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.